Father, I thank you that Scott's got a message, and I pray that you give us open hearts to receive that today, that your words will just flow into us and will bring freedom and liberty this morning, Lord. Thank you for all that you have to communicate through Scott this morning, and I ask that you just help us to hear your words. Amen.
Amen.
Ready? Go.
Morning. Is everyone still asleep? Oh, hello. Can you hear me? You all look asleep. Turn to a person next to you and tell them to wake up. And go to a person on the other side and tell them that Jesus loves them. Whoa, don't hate on them. And turn to a person on the other side and tell them that Jesus loves them. Because that's good to hear, isn't it? No one told me. Thank you. One person, two people. Thanks. Words. I'll talk to you two. All together. Okay. I'm not here to talk about Jesus loving you, but I'll try and fit it in somewhere, shall I? So, power of your testimony. Ooh. So, what is a testimony? Rhetorical question, you don't need to shout out. So, in the Bible, in a dictionary, the Bible for people doing English degrees, Elaine, it says it's a formal written or spoken statement, especially one given in a court of law. We're getting deep already. We've only just started. Or an evidence of something. Or, it says, a public recounting of a religious conversion or experience. So that's what testimony is in a dictionary. It's pointless me talking about testimony if no one knows what a testimony is. Otherwise, I'd just be looking at blank faces. So a testimony is something of truth of what has happened. It doesn't have to be you that have done it. It can be something that you've seen. So it's evidence or proof of something that you've seen, something that you've done, something you've experienced. As Christians, when we say testimony, we normally think of someone's life story straight away. When you ask someone, oh, do you mind giving your testimony at church Sunday? Automatically, you kind of think of their kind of life story. It normally begins with, well, I grew up in a Christian family. Or, I grew up in a non-Christian family. And then, off you go. But, it's not always about that. It can be just a little snippet. Like we've done this morning, those testimonies. And it doesn't have to be something that focuses on bad. It focuses on good and what God has brought you through. But today, I didn't really want to talk about my testimony. I wanted to focus on others. Everyone looked a little bit scared then. I'm not going to pick people out and come and share my testimony. I can see you all squirming, getting your coats on. I want to talk more about the impact of sharing your testimony. But also the impact of giving other people's testimonies and how powerful and impactful it can be on people just hearing it. So it doesn't have to be your testimony you're sharing. It can be other people's testimonies. You could be telling people something that God has done for your friend, and that can be just as impactful as something that's happened for you. As humans, we're curious of other people's lives. We're curious as to what happens because we're all nosy, aren't we? All of us are nosy in some way. There's always something that you want to know about somebody else. And that's why we watch TV shows about other countries and documentaries about people's lives and stuff like that. See if I can work technology. Yay! Peter Kay's autobiography sold 853,000 copies. That's a lot of people wanting to know about that ugly fella. He's pretty to his mum, I guess it's okay. I'm just going to say, I got really excited when I knew that I could put different slides in one slide. It was a really exciting moment for me last night when I was doing PowerPoint. But hey-ho. But I guess this is because people want to know his story. But this is cool, when I found out that this. He sold 368 copies a day of his autobiography, which I think is quite a cool fact. So that's quite a lot. And it's just because people want to know kind of about his life. It's in our nature to want to know about people's lives. And people buy autobiographies every day. At Christmas, there's always someone on your list that wants someone's autobiography. They never read it. They just want it on their bookshelf. And every year we watch this gentleman. Can I do that? Alan Sugar. No, I don't. Every year, we watch The Apprentice. And there's always someone that comes on and says, I read your book and I want to be just like you. But there's a truth in that and power in that, because that has actually impacted some people's lives to want to be like him. Not to be rich, I guess. Entrepreneurs just want more money. People just want to be so rich that even their dog has their dog. I like that too. So, autobiographies can be powerful. It can impact people's lives. And it was the same in biblical times. I'm going to talk about God. So it's not all about Peter Kay and Alan Sugar. People saw and heard what Jesus had done and acted upon it, performing miracles themselves. So like people that read Alan Sugar's autobiography and thought, I'm going to go for that, I want to be an entrepreneur. People in biblical times, Jesus' disciples, saw what Jesus did and then thought, oh, I want to be like that guy. Yay, another slide. Acts 5:15-16 says, as a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered, also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and their tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed. So this is a verse about Peter, not about Jesus. And that is because Peter followed Jesus. Peter saw Jesus' testimony. Peter heard stories, saw Jesus performing miracles, and thought, oh, I want to be doing that as well. If it wasn't for Jesus' testimony, Peter would not have been performing miracles then. I know they're very boring pictures. I couldn't find any more. Just give me a few. So Mark 16:20 says, then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs of that accompanied it. Does that say the same up there? Pretty much, yeah? Acts 14:21 says, and wait, I've got a different version here. Acts 14:21 says, and when they had preached the gospel to that city, he had taught many. They returned again to all of those places that I can't pronounce. I'm not even going to give it a go. If you want to give it a go, do it. I can pause for a minute. That's enough. So you see, because of the power of what the disciple had seen, because of Jesus' testimony of his life and the way Jesus lived his life, they went forth and did more. They wanted to be like Jesus and do more because of Jesus' testimony. If before them Jesus was testifying the goodness in God and showing great things, if he wasn't doing that, they wouldn't have done the same. If Jesus wasn't performing miracles, preaching to masses of people, doing good deeds for little deeds for little people, not little people, little situations. But if Jesus wasn't doing these things, if he wasn't living that life, the disciples wouldn't have done it. So there is power in your testimony. It doesn't have to be getting up and saying something. It can be just people seeing what you're doing. That speaks volumes and speaks testimony. Just the scripture alone is testimony. The Bible alone is testimony. Because Jesus didn't write any of the Bible. I couldn't find anything of any written things that Jesus did. Don't even know if Jesus could write. I couldn't find any proof of it. It was all done by people getting word from God. And the Gospels especially were done and written based on things that people had seen. So it's all done on testimony based on things that people had seen, not Jesus himself. So it's other people telling Jesus' testimony, a testimony of that time and that period. So if it wasn't for people giving testimony of the things that they've done and the things that they've seen, we wouldn't have the Bible as we know it today. think about it that way, that's quite cool, isn't it? People, if they didn't tell Jesus' testimony and testimony of that time, we wouldn't have the Bible as we know it. And it's not just the big things, like Jesus dying on the cross. It's all of the little things as well that they wrote about. How often do we struggle and look at the Bible for answers? Quite often. I wrote a little note today, actually, based on Margaret's prayer. Fitted in nicely. She said, "Thank you for your word that will guide our path." She said that during her prayer. And I thought it was quite fitting. We struggle and look for the Bible's two answers to guide our path. There are stories in the Bible that we can relate to today because people wrote them down as testimony of that time, of what happened. We do it often. We tell people. If people come to us with troubles and we're like, "Okay, I don't have the answer for you," we give them Bible stories if we can. Lydia comes to me often. "I want a new job now." And I give her Bible stories of people waiting. That's the worst Bible story to be told, isn't it? You want a story of people giving straight away. Yeah, there you go. Have three of them. But if it wasn't people writing them, we wouldn't have that kind of hope today. We wouldn't be able to relate our stories to people back then. We wouldn't know that other people was going through them. If no one told their testimony, your problems would be your problems. They wouldn't be anybody else's problems because you don't know. No one's told you. So how then can you go for someone for help? How do I get through this? What story do I read to get through this if no one's written about it, if no one's shared it? And so it is quite a powerful thing. It'd be really hard to help people if it wasn't for testimony. And it would be really, really hard writing a sermon if it wasn't for testimony. There wouldn't be any Bible verses at all to help us, really. So, testimony is a strong thing. It gives us strength. It gives us hope that if someone else can get through it, so can I. If he can get through that situation, I can get through that situation. How about today? How can our testimony help people today? How can it help people in the church? How can it help people in our lives, our friends, our family? It's all well and good back in the Bible times, people writing about it. How can it help us today? Well, a few weeks ago, we'd done a Checkatree training weekend. If you don't know what Checkatree is, it's in short, it's a camp for kids where we go, praise God, in the most wacky ways possible for a week of the year. But we had a training weekend as leaders. We went to meet each other, learn the word we was going to give for the week and all of that. And me, Joe and Elaine got asked to lead worship, which is cool. So we naturally said, yeah. So we did it. And we were practicing. We got asked to do it on a Sunday morning. We were practicing on a Saturday night. And Lydia came in and she sat on the front. I'm not going to sit. She sat down at the front for like 2 minutes and then she got up in some tears and left. And I'm thinking, are we that bad? I mean, I'm not even singing. I've not even got a microphone. It can't be me. And Elaine's voice is no. But well, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't work it out. We wasn't that bad, surely. Anyway, the next day we got up and we led worship for the talk in the morning. Now look out and Lydia's worshipping and really going for it. And it was really good to see. And I was thinking, if we were that bad, if she was off crying yesterday, why is she like all happy in worship now and in a place that I've not seen her for a long time? And on the way back, she told me and she said, "I sat in, I saw you three leading, like worshipping just to yourselves. Just us three were there until Lydia came in. And it put me into tears because of your testimonies." She knows what Elaine's been through. She knows what Joe's been through. She knows what I've been through. Not from us going to her and saying, "Lydia, these are our testimonies, write this down," and then feel sorry for us. Just from knowing our lives and knowing that we probably could be mad at God if we wanted to be mad at God. We've all been through stuff. But because she knew that testimony and saw that actually we wasn't blaming it on God, we were giving it up to God. We were saying we've gone through all that, but actually we've gone through it now because you have helped us through it. Because you have loved us. And you are a great God. And she saw that. So testimony can be a powerful thing. Now for me, I'd never thought like that. I just worship. I play the keys because it's just one of the things I can do. I play the piano, I like to worship. Why not mix the two? You know? I just do it because I love my faith. I love what God has done for me. But from the outside looking in, for some people, they look at the whole picture. They look at the story and where maybe 10 years ago I probably should be dead or in prison or doing something stupid. Now I'm worshipping, and you know. And people that know that story, they can see a full picture of different people's lives. So, I mean, it's powerful. It's a powerful thing. And I'm sure we all see people as well. And you think, wow, they've come a long way. It's really good to see them doing that. You know, I had a similar situation when Iz was up singing this morning. You know, being a youth leader and seeing how she's come from like a shy girl at Checkatree, not really wanting to talk to people. And then on the fourth year, she was dancing on the tables at camp, worshipping. And now she's up singing. And it's just so powerful because you see the full story. And not everyone knows that. And it's testimony. It's her living testimony. She's never sat me down and said, Scott, this is my testimony. It's just what I've seen. I like the dog. You could do it, yeah. There's always a dog in my slideshows, I'm sorry. Next time it'll be a cat or a budgie. We'll see. Do you know, this is one of the reasons I'd always encourage people to share their testimony in some ways. It doesn't have to dwell on the bad bits. You don't have to say, my life was so terrible. I got bullied as a kid. God's great, though. You can focus on the good stuff. You don't have to dwell on the bad stuff. So focus on what God has done for you and brought you through. And share those. You know, it's not where you've been all the time. It's where you're going. It's who's brought you through that. You need to focus on that when you share your testimony. And it's powerful to share what God's doing in our lives. What we do, what we've done today at the beginning of the Junction is brilliant. It just shows the testimony. It doesn't have to be a full, big, long thing. This is my testimony. Doing it because you have to. You can share a snippet of, like Joe, I wrote a song. I haven't been able to write a song for ages. I wrote a song. That is good. That's testimony. So Elaine coming up sharing like a snip preview of her testimony, which actually, I spoke to Elaine a couple of days ago and she said, I don't know if I could share my testimony. She's come up and done a little bit. You know, it's powerful. It doesn't have to be long. It can just be a minute. And it doesn't have to be impactful for you. It might be impactful for somebody else. For somebody else hearing it. Sometimes we never hear people's testimonies because they puts them in a vulnerable place, makes them feel a little bit insecure. It might upset them. Some testimonies upset people. Or it could be that they're just scared of talking in front of people. They don't like standing up and talking in front of people. Or it could be that they're still going through stuff and they kind of want to weigh and give it a good weigh at the end. This is what I've got through. But some people just don't share it ever. But as those people's friends, sometimes it's good for us to kind of help them with that. May not be to stand up, get them to write their testimony for you and stand up and share it for them. I don't know if that'd be a bit weird. But, you know, we can give them hope and let them know that there is someone that they can talk to, someone they can open up with, give them an out. Because some people really desperately need to tell their testimony, really desperately need to vent something sometimes. I'm going through a really tough bit, and sometimes you have to know the full picture to be able to help someone. So as friends, we've got to encourage that on a one-to-one basis. And I had a similar situation last year during the 24/7 prayer. Was it last year? That was ages ago. I had someone really dear to me whose testimony I knew very, very well, was going through a bit of a naff time. It wasn't doing well at all. I was in 24/7 prayer and I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll pray. Probably a good start, isn't it, in 24/7 prayer to pray. So I prayed and I didn't really know if it was helping. It wasn't making me feel any better. I was just sitting there, oh, God, please, you need help. I feel so sad. And so I decided to write a song about it. I didn't know what to say, where to start. So I just tried to put myself in their shoes and try to, because I know their testimony quite well, try to tell their story, try to share their experience of what they're going through, what I believe that they was going through. But also to give them an out. I didn't want it to be, this is all the rubbish, and tell them what's coming next, what I can see for them after all my prayer and thinking, right, God, what is your plan for them? doing it and try and structure that into a song. So I'm going to, it was designed for one person's ears, but I'm going to share it today just to kind of show you what I'm talking about in terms of, you know, sometimes it's good just to help people when you can. If you don't know what to do, use your gifts to help them. It was written in between tears, so bear with it, over a year ago. And it's not quite fully finished, but I do want to share it with you today, kind of before I explain what it meant to that person. So I'm just going to have a swig. Oh, I need help, actually. I'm going to give out candles. Where's the fireman? If people set on fire, what should they do?
Run.
Put it out. Put it out, look to Bill, run. Yeah, I don't know. Going to give out some candles for me? I better not give you a lighter. Going to give them out for people for me. There we go. And if you're near a curtain, if you could close it for me, that'd be nice. If you're near a curtain, close it. Yeah. It works. Give it here. Bear with. Just pray for a minute. If we've got one lit, we'll just light them off the others. We'll just light them off the others. So yeah, just while they're going round. I'll just wait, actually. It's easier, isn't it? Just wait. I forget how long fire takes sometimes. They're there. Yeah, please. Someone shut. So I don't want to kind of stand in front of you and perform this song, because it's not a performance. This song is my interpretation of somebody's testimony. It's my interpretation of somebody's life. My interpretation of a situation someone was going through and out that I saw. So yeah, just kind of sit. The words will be on the screen. So just read the words, close your eyes, pray. But I just think it's the right time to kind of share this. So I'll wait till everybody's... If I cry and stop singing, just read the words. That'd be good. Right, I'll switch this off.
Hello. Oi, I'm on.
Is everybody?
I'll just pray first. So God, I just pray and thank you first for this person's testimony and how influential they've been on my life, and that you gave me an opportunity to kind of give back. And I just pray that as people listen, that they can think of ways that maybe they can help other people with their testimony, Lord, or that this may not only be for the one person, it could be for someone else in this room of something that they're going through now, or they might be able to relate to a certain point to it. So I just pray that you help them, Lord Jesus, and yeah, really talk to people through this, God. Amen.
There's a lot of darkness as black as the night. It makes you sit and wonder, why did the Lord give you sight? While you're alone in that dark place with your hand gripping tight on that knife, thinking of ending your life. There is no light in this world no more, or so it seems. It's funny how the nightmares are reality of your dreams. You don't know where to turn or where to go but to your knees. But on the floor is the broken glass that will rip up both your sleeves. You wanna turn the lights back on but you can't find a switch, and your friends have turned their back on you like you're some kind of snitch. You need someone to lead the way to a life that's rich. bitch. So you run as fast as you can but fall over with a stitch. You look to the sky for answers but no reply. Oh why God are you not answering my cry? And why do you let me feel this way? I'm dead inside. I've told everyone that I'm okay but that is just a lie. I'm waiting for it to rain just so I can mask my tears, because I've got it all together, that's according to my peers. I'm not scared of anything so I have got no fears. Okay I lied, I'm scared of everything, the devil's in the field. I drag myself along in darkness as I walk these streets with my headphones on, trying to find a meaning in these beats. But nothing good is sinking in, I can't make ends meet. But music is my life, why is this happening to me? I thought I built my life on rock with a firm foundation. Turns out I built it on sand, all unit to battle stations. This war has crept up on me like it has this nation. I wish I had him on my side, the author of creation. Oh wait, but I have, I know that his word is true. And I know that his word is bond and it can resonate in you. I know that he won't leave you stranded with no one to turn to. But why am I so proud and won't let people help me through? I'm so stuck in my way, system up and then I zone out. I'm too far gone to listen to what my God is trying to say. Now I can't believe it, that's the devil's lies coming out my mouth. I can't deal with this no more, I think I need a way out. A way out? Yeah, I need it, I need to find the truth. I'm not 50 Cent, I'm everything but bulletproof. Let your love rain down, I don't need this roof. Please will you set me free, I'm useless in a coop. I need a brighter outlook, I will shine a light. I am not nothing, I'm an ambassador for Christ. Attacks may put me down but I get up in a fight. I am a weapon, you're not putting me out of sight. I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. You can try and blow me out but I ain't dying today, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. Spark a match, put me on, I'ma burn all day. I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. You can try and blow me out but I ain't dying today, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. Spark a match, put me on, I'ma burn all day, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. You can try and blow me out but I ain't dying today, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. Spark a match, put me on, I'ma burn all day. I'm fed up of this, I'm gonna lift my head up and move on, because darkness is nothing when you've got a light that shines strong. Although the wind may blow me, my windbreaker won't do me wrong. The Lion of Judah roars and Satan is long gone. Cause I've been through the struggles, been through the paces, been hit for a home run, made it around four bases. And I've been through the stages, witnessed the rages, pick up the book and I flip through the pages, but I ain't done that for ages. So forgetting to get back to basics, read his word, take advice from the greatest. I'm fed up of being in the dark, living my life this way. I wanna burn bright like the sun in the heat of the day. It's time to stand up like a man, look him straight in your face. And your way not mine is what I say to Yahweh. So please use me like a candle, wanna flicker away. I don't wanna die inside when I make a mistake. I wanna stand tall like a bear, staring straight in the face, and not run like a fox in the heat of the chase. I'm fed up of feeling like I'm trapped and I'm under siege, so I scream out, master take the chains off me. I wanna be free to sing it loud, sing it proud. I got that kind of God that has your head up in the clouds. I used to watch the throne thinking that's what it's about, but now I'm screaming send me when I'm part of the crowd. Do you get that? Yeah, it's godly vibes. I'm feeling bright now when I'm feeling so alive. I've got God in my heart and God in my veins. I've got God in the way I let loose when I'm breaking insane. God in a dark place when I'm screaming his name. God when I'm being myself and I flicker away. No more thoughts of the way that I used to be. New Christian on the block, so get used to me. I know where I'm heading, so it's time for you to see. I'm gonna walk, walk, walk till it hurts my feet, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. You can try and blow me out but I ain't dying today, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. Spark a match, put me on, I'ma burn all day, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. You can try and blow me out but I ain't dying today, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. Spark a match, put me on, I'ma burn all day. I've had my ups and downs, but now I'm up again. Now I'm breathing in the word like it's oxygen. So if I ever got knocked down, I'd ignite it up, a flame so bright with power that the devil couldn't corrupt. And I know it's cliche, but I guess who cares? With my God by my side, fam, I'm so prepared. So I put on my armor and get ready for more, because I know that life is just a spiritual war. So I get attacked from the right and attacked from the left. It's a good thing I've got this righteousness on the chest. And let's get down to business, it's not all about me, it's about the ones in need of a God they can't see. So I start doing more to show his people the way. And do you know how I do it? That's right, I flicker away a candle, I flicker away, flicker away. You can try and blow me out but I ain't dying today, cause I'm a candle, I flicker away, I flicker away. Spark a match, put me on, I'ma burn all day.
So I recorded that on my phone, and I sent it to the person that it was for, and they've told me that it helped. And I asked them the other day to send me a text and to let me know kind of what it meant to them, me writing that song. And they told me this. It said, it made me feel remembered and loved. To know someone was worried, was praying, and even took the time to write a song. Hearing it from someone else, and then capturing how I felt and what I was going through, made me realise that people actually do understand and can really help. Accepting the pain that I was going through was hard. Hearing it as if it was me saying it helped me process it all in order to help me through. At the end of the song, being a way out that hadn't happened, gave me hope and motivation to move on and go back to myself and being true to me. So by writing that song, it helped. As a testimony for someone else, it helped them. I wrote a song as testimony, someone else's testimony, and it helped. And that is what we can do for other people. I'm not saying all get a hip-hop beat and write a hip-hop song. But by sharing, being open with each other, we can get through so much more by being scared and beaten up. So easy to get scared and not tell somebody what you want to tell them. You might get a word for someone. Can it be so easy to be scared and not to tell that person when really that word might really be the thing they need? You know, if you bottle it up, you know, and don't act or talk about it, you run the risk of just driving yourself down and down. It's much more difficult to turn it around if you just open up from the receiving end, if you're struggling, and also if you get a word to help somebody. And you can share your testimonies in many ways. I've written 3 songs about testimonies, especially when I'm struggling. And it's just because it helps me vent and to point out the areas that I need changing, you know. You know, and the good thing is about that song is I wrote that song about somebody. And the person that I wrote that song about is through that now. They're through that really dark point in their life. They're through that, you know, and they're in a place which is good. You know, they're back on track for God, and it's good to know that, you know. It means a lot for me, but it also means a lot that actually God told me to write a song. I acted upon what God said. I listened to what he said, and it impacted another. So that's, you know, it's good for all of us. We could all do that. So just want to close in prayer. God, just pray. I pray that you use us all as candles to flicker away as light in a dark place for people, Lord. And I just pray that for all of our testimonies, that you give us confidence to be able to share them, even if it's on a one-to-one basis. Not to be scared of what people may think, Lord, but just to fill us with your presence and your confidence and confirmation it's right to do, Lord, at the right time. And also from hearing other people's testimonies and helping other people, Lord, I just pray that you give us the strength to act upon them. It's so hard sometimes to talk as someone else or to someone else. And I just pray that you really touch all our hearts and give us an opportunity to do that, Lord, and give us the strength to do that. And I just pray that as we go through our week, we look out for those opportunities and that we act upon them if we see an opportunity, so that next week at Sunday, next church, we've got loads of testimonies to tell, Lord Jesus, about things that you have done, things that you've said, Lord. Just pray that as we go through the day, you will bless us, you will be with us, and you will continue to guide us, Lord Jesus. Amen.